Boldy is N.A.? What happened there, Hoff? You want to let us know? We were told Hoff, Boldy would be on at 1240? What do we got?
So I was talking to Cam Schlittler on the line. No. I texted yesterday. I went through every single guest that we have to make sure and clarify that we are good this week.
Right, because next week, different full week, obviously, with this week, Labor Day, Monday.
I reached out to Costos. I reached out to Boldy. And there's a text and a response from Boldy. I said, tomorrow, 1240, are you good to join to preview NFL?
Yes.
And he replied, yes.
Now, this was yesterday you sent this text.
1221 yesterday.
Did you specify Eastern time?
Well, here's the thing with him is that he thought it was next week.
Okay.
And he said that he had to change his flight, so he just happened to, everything was moving around, so he's about to take off right now.
Okay.
So.
Well, as we await the Jets and Giants result for week one, Hoff, 0-1. Hoff. And he's mad at me today, Hoff.
Why?
Because I didn't go hard enough about Soto with you.
What?
He wanted me to go harder on Soto. Hoff?
Yeah, you were soft today. That,
in what regard?
That's what I said.
Well, I heard for the longest time that he couldn't hit 40 home runs because he's not batting behind Judge.
He wanted a piece of you today, Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
Or he wanted me to get a piece of you today for the Soto.
Well, it's your job. I'm sitting over here answering phone calls and doing my thing and screwing up guests.
I thought we handled the Soto thing just fine. I brought it up. We know the numbers. We see what's going on.
Yeah. I'm good.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll get back to the baseball stuff
God,
here.
As Soto stuff.
No Balding. I mean, what?
I'm over it.
Oh, of course you're over it now. Oh, wait. Now BT's over it. Before he was saying, Juan Soto, his numbers aren't really that good. I would never pay 15 years for him.
Funny that
he's not
good. I got a DM.
Oh, God almighty.
I got a DM today from somebody who will remain nameless that said... He sent me that tweet that I was telling you before about the 40 homers, 30 stolen bases, 100 ribbies.
Mm-hmm.
Could BT spin this? And I said,
I could, but I'm not going to. I mean,
said, no way, it's over now.
I wouldn't do that because he is hitting incredibly well, but the stolen bases, let's face it, the Mets have the best first base coach in the business. The only time they get thrown out stealing is when the opposing pitcher picks them off.
Right.
Because that guy's amazing. They got everything timed down to a science. And it's like Juan Soto runs well all of a sudden. He just is the beneficiary of some great timing.
He hit a triple yesterday.
Well, he told me to spin it. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he told me to spin it, you know? There's a spin. They got a great first base coach.
I said there will be no spinning. We all acknowledge the greatness of Juan Soto at this particular point.
You know, and I also acknowledge it took him 2 months to get going. That's a fact.
Should we bring up Kyle Tucker's numbers?
He's red hot. You could. Actually, if there's ever a time to do it now. Finally, he got hot the last four games. He got benched. He got benched for three games. Did you know that?
Three games got benched.
Kyle Tucker got benched for three games, then he came back on a rampage.
Maybe the Yanks should take notes.
I am curious. Let me just look at Tucker's numbers because I remember the whole Tucker Soto thing. Yeah. And by the way, as you try to twist this and you two try to double team me and make me look like the bad guy, what else is new? What I would say is that, remember, just don't forget the genesis of the conversation. It was never who is a better hitter. Mm. It's who's a better all-around player.
Right.
I also saw Juan Soto take a step back on a little base hit flare to right field, but you know we don't really need to bring that up today because he's hitting very well. I mean, there's other things to branch into. Kyle Tucker right now, is this head-to-head? Is this updated? Please be updated. I don't know if it is.
Well, I got Soto's numbers here if you want.
Okay. But I mean, I got Soto's too.
They're embedded in my mind anyway. But
I know. What Tucker... We're not popping up, man. Tucker, stats.
Oh, of course they're not popping up, man.
Something with the damn computer.
Do the computers ever work around here? That's actually not my fault. Dude, by the way, he's basically got the same OPS as Juan Soto.
What does he have?
845.
Okay. 845.
No. Juan Soto is over 900.
I said basically.
No, that's not even close. Okay. Hold on. That's not even close.
That's my math.
Hold on. Let me ask a question. Anthony Volpe, when he's 666 OPS at the end of the season, is basically 700.
Well, I was going to get to Volpe.
I didn't say basically.
Okay, but you said 845.
Same neighborhood.
845 and 915. That's a huge difference.
Same neighborhood.
75-point difference.
What about the batting average?
What is Tucker?
Plus 16 for Tuck.
You could have those. Yeah.
I don't know how many bases 16. He stole.
I was going to say, does he have those stolen bases?
He was, but honestly, he was benched. He was playing like ass for a month. He's got 25.
Yeah. All right, there you go. So stolen bases, similar.
Defense, I'm sure Tucker advantage.
Where is he at? All kidding aside with homers. You have that up there?
21.
That's low.
He's low. Soto's had a better year,
we're
no question.
You know, obviously busting chops here about
Soto's had a better year.
Can I give you the last 2 months real quick?
You're good.
Kyle Tucker, for the last 2 months, about 49 games, batting .225, OPS .689, 4 home runs, 18 RBIs. Juan Soto batting .254, .939 OPS, 16 home runs, 43 RBIs, 17 stolen bases.
Yeah.
I think the better comp would be Tucker and Volpe as opposed to Tucker and Soto.
So why are the last 2 months for Tucker applicable and the first 2 months in real time for Soto back then were not
well,
as...
Well, we're just talking, because you just said he's hitting now.
Let's just
so I'm just I'm talking about
but
the now.
I'm saying for all those revisionists out there, and there's a lot of them, who thought that Soto was amazing and obscuring or glossing over stuff. So if we reference 2 months of Tucker, let's continue to reference 2 months of Soto,
hey, I ripped Soto
which actually did happen.
The first 20,
I know you did.
Yeah, the first 20 games...
I'm not even saying this show. Well, I'm saying a lot of people.
There is a big difference, by the way. And all kidding aside, we're having some fun with it. There is a big difference, though, because people still get on me online when I'm saying, like, oh, 100 now. That's my new nickname, not Juan Soto, 100. And they're like, oh, yeah, it says the guy who's been ripping them all year long. I don't know who you're listening to, but it's not me who's been ripping them all year long. Now, I was, if not the first, one of the first to rip him after 20 games, and that's because he wasn't doing anything close to what he should be doing after 20 games. So there's a big difference between holding somebody accountable for not doing what they're supposed to do and believing in somebody. Like, even while I was knocking him for his first 20 games, we always knew Soto was going to. Now, I will say, even I did not think he was going to have this type of power year, especially with the way that he was starting out the year.
I didn't think he was going to finish with these numbers. I did not.
I mean, we both said
not the way he started.
Without Yankee Stadium and Judge hitting behind him, is he going to have 40 homers? Which
he never did it before, so why would we think that?
That's the point. And by the way, he still might not.
City Field fits him well. It fits him well.
The power numbers have been there. As a matter of fact, I'd sacrifice a little bit of the power numbers to have the better runners in scoring position.
Yep.
He's down. The only thing Soto's down with so far.
And average.
Average, yes. Risp is probably back up now because he's been on
tear. Well, no, not for the whole season. I mean, he's been on a risp tear.
Well, that's, I mean.
But that was 5 months of subpar risp.
Understood, but this run is like, he's almost hitting 1,000 in the last 14 games. He's like 8-for-9 or something like that.
I'm curious, what is he with total risk scoring position for the whole year?
Certainly can't be the worst in baseball anymore.
Soto? No, there's no way it's the worst.
225.
What?
225.
Yeah, and what was he, like 1-something?
He was 169 or 170. No doubt.
And think about this. As bad as he's been all year long, he's got 90 ribbies now. Imagine.
Yeah, but that doesn't impress me as much. Like, to me, you know, whether it's Juan Soto or Aaron Judge, like, the RBIs, you are a byproduct of what's in front of you, honestly. And, you know, while Lindor's had a little bit of an erratic year here and there, when he's been good, he's been great. When he's been cold, he's been a little chilly. You know, Juan Soto, for the most part, is getting up there with guys on base and a chance to do some damage.
Right. All right. But he's got 90. He's probably going to have 100 RBI. Like,
he should, though.
RBI
every
season.
Three hitter in baseball, 100. What is 100 RBI? There's guys with 100 RBIs now. See, this is where I'll start to push back again. You guys are telling me that he's going to get to 100 RBIs, and I agree. He's going to get there.
He should. He's got 24 games left.
No doubt. But there's also guys who are already there who aren't making nearly as much as him, and I don't just mean Aaron Judge.
Well, but it's not just the RBIs. So then we could have the conversation and go to the stolen bases, the walks, the runs scored, the home runs, like... Who's got all of that? That's the issue, where there's not many people who do have that.
Well, and I would give you that. Where is he in terms of strikeouts based on previous totals?
Hold on. I just went out.
He's up to. He's very high on that.
Like, compared to what he's done previously, right?
I think he's like, this
might
could
set an all-time high or no?
Going to be close to it.
Let me
put
see
that
here.
Way. Can I ask you an honest question? Because you said, like, you know, the RBI total doesn't really make a difference to you because, you know, it's what a product is in front of you. So give me the exact number or the stat that you think is that I can evaluate and compare to other people.
Well, you know what it is. Now, by the way, I'm not completely dismissing RBIs. I'm just giving some context that, you know, like Don Mattingly at 145, he had Ricky Henderson in front of him. When Ricky wasn't there, he never had that again.
Well, Judge,
Hoff, that's the answer.
That's it.
All right.
For
me,
you could say Judge from last year too, where Judge had 144 ribbies.
Mm-hmm.
With Soto in front of him, he's getting 97 this year.
But he also missed 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, 2 weeks. I mean, it's 2 weeks, but he's come nowhere close. How many ribbies going to have in 2 weeks?
Well, he wouldn't have zero. I can promise you that.
I'll give you 20 more. How about that? He wouldn't have 20 ribbies, but I'll give you 20 more.
Okay.
Even with that, he's coming nowhere close. He had 58 homers a year ago. He's got 43 this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, this is for Judge.
I was just saying the other day now, Cal Raleigh has really come cooled down. I was making the case, and the odds now reflect the shift. Judge getting a little hot, Raleigh ice cold. I was saying the other day, I guess last week or so, that I think there's a conversation to be had. They both have the same record, talking about the MVP race,
right.
Raleigh and Aaron Judge. They have the same record just about. They're both going to be playoff teams. If Raleigh finishes with 61 home runs, which the day that I brought this up,
he should be the MVP.
I was having the conversation that I think that at that point, Raleigh would have to get the MVP.
I actually heard that.
I think it's unfair not to say that.
I'm with you. It's the Mariners. They never make the playoffs.
I don't even factor that in. Like that, you shouldn't be penalized. That's not our judge's fault.
But I'm talking about the most valuable player to take a team that doesn't go to the playoff. If you take him off that team, they have no shot.
Yeah.
If you take Judge off the Yankees, they're still a playoff team in all likelihood.
They don't. I mean, the Yankees, even though they've got pitching issues, like the Yankees have what, 4 or 5 guys with OPSs over 800. I believe Seattle, outside of Rolling, only has one.
By the way, the one thing I was going to say about Soto, we agree that he's down on average, obviously. His career is 281. He's hitting 257. The other thing for me would be the lack of doubles because he's got 16.
Yeah.
Last couple of years, he had 30, 32, 32, 31. The difference is, though, you can make up for some of those lack of doubles with the stolen bases, which is something he hasn't had before. But those are, like, there are still ways for Soto to improve. I think you'll probably see the power numbers, I would guess, come down a little bit next year.
Yeah.
But maybe the other stuff, the average goes up, the doubles go up, runners in scoring position average goes up.
Listen, dude, if Juan Soto stays here for the length of his contract, and who knows with the opt-out ability, we've gotten into that. We'll see what the Mets do, and then he gets $4 million more, whatever it is. But, you know, the thing about Juan Soto is that you can book it. He's going to have, you know, 4 or 5 years here that go down as all-time epic Met seasons and ones that are basically among the best in baseball without a doubt. You know, I meant to add this too, Hop, because, you know, one of the things that he has always been positioned as is the on-base person, like the great eye, right? So, okay, I don't get too wrapped up, although I do point out the RBIs. I don't get too wrapped up. It's OPS for me, and then it's whatever else people use as your greatest asset. And Juan Soto's greatest asset has always been his historical ability to get on rate. His historical ability to get on base at a ridiculous rate. And he's still very, very high. But even with this tear, he's below 400 on base percentage, which at this point is about 20 percentage points lower than he did last year with the Yankees, and even a couple of years before that. So that's not, there are areas that are up undeniably, stolen bases, etc. I don't worry about doubles, whatever. That's not a big concern. But the on base is taking a little dent too. And for the guy who's always been
third in the league, I
understand that. But that's his best thing.
Right, and it's down a little bit.
It's down a little bit.
Third in the league, that's down a little bit. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Too bad Baldy didn't join us. 888-808-1019. The number to call. We'll get back to the football calls and your baseball stuff on the other side.